Support for this podcast comes from the Peabody Essex Museum, presenting Ethiopia at the Crossroads. On view now. Find out more about the exhibition at PEM.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Evan Horowitz. It's now day 14 of the government shutdown, which is a full pay cycle for the 800,000 federal employees who won't be getting paid until a solution is reached. And the consequences are starting to build, including at the Federal Immigration Court in Boston, where dockets are frozen. Democratic leaders, including the newly empowered House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, met with President Trump at the White House this afternoon to try to break the stalemate, but without success. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke to reporters after leaving the Oval Office.
So we told the president we needed the government open. He resisted. In fact, he said he'd keep the government closed for a very long period of time, months or even years.
And he wasn't exaggerating. Trump confirmed what he said.
Absolutely, I said that. I don't think it will, but I am prepared, and I think I can speak for Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate. They feel very strongly about having a safe country, having a border that makes sense without borders. I've said it many times. We don't have a country.
Joining us by phone from Washington is Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern. He represents Massachusetts' 2nd District and just took over the chairmanship of the House Rules Committee. Congressman McGovern, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Happy to be with you.
So as I understand it, House Democrats have a plan to reopen the government. In fact, you already passed the plan to reopen the government. That includes long-term funding for most agencies, and a few weeks of temporary support for Homeland Security just to buy some breathing room, but no money dedicated to a border wall. Am I getting that right?
You're getting that right. And by the way, all these bills that we passed yesterday were all bills that were passed by the Republican Senate. These aren't bills that we've come up with on our own. These are bills that have passed the Republican Senate or the Republican-controlled Senate Appropriations Committee. So, you know, there's no controversy on any of these bills in the Senate. And quite frankly, there's no controversy on the bills here in the House. We were prepared to pass them, weeks ago. And President Trump said he would sign them into law, and then he turned on Laura Ingraham or some other right-wing radio host or TV host and all of a sudden had a temper tantrum and then derailed the whole process. He went back on his word. But this whole shutdown is totally unnecessary, and quite frankly, it's irresponsible.
Well, so maybe there wasn't controversy around these in the Senate before, but it doesn't seem like the Senate's going to act on these bills again or try to advance them. Am I missing something?
Well, you know what? I think that we're beginning to hear from some Republican senators. Cory Gardner and Susan Collins have said that they believe we should vote to reopen the government. So we know of two Republicans that would join with the Democrats to reopen the government. There may be more. When we passed our version of our reopening the government legislation yesterday, we had a handful of Republicans that joined with us as well. So it's not just Democrats now that are saying we should reopen the government. Increasingly, more and more Republicans are joining with us. They realize that this is ridiculous, and shutting down the United States Department of Agriculture, for example, an agency that has nothing to do with border security or the border wall, is just ridiculous. And that's just one of the many agencies and departments that are impacted here.
So do you know what happened at the White House meeting today that ended with these sort of twin press appearances where people said this could go on for months?
Well,
years?
Yeah, I know what you know. I haven't talked to Speaker Pelosi since she's come back yet. But I find it unbelievably irresponsible for the president of the United States to say that a shutdown could go on for months or even years. I mean, that's a dereliction of duty. I mean, one of his jobs, and certainly one of the jobs of Congress, is to make sure that the lights are on in government, that we keep it running. And what he has done, because of his temper tantrum, is he's basically put 800,000 workers' lives up in the air. I mean, it is just so wrong.
Well, if it's so wrong, how far are you willing to go in terms of compromising to bring it to an end? Right? Trump is asking for $5 billion or so towards further construction of the wall. Would you give him the $5 billion in exchange for path to citizenship for Dreamers?
Well, first of all, we have been prepared to compromise. These appropriation bills are Republican bills. I mean, they don't represent everything I would like. So Democrats have compromised on that. Number one. Number two, if he wants to talk about more money for border security, you know, we're happy to have that conversation. But when I've visited the border, what people have said to me is what they need is more money for infrastructure because they have infrastructure that's falling apart. They need more judges to adjudicate asylum claims. You know, they need better technology along the border. Almost everybody that I spoke to said a wall is a complete and utter waste of money. So he wants $5 billion for the wall as a down payment to a wall that's going to be like $60 billion. Are you kidding me? I mean, we have a country where our infrastructure is crumbling, and we're told we have no money for that. But he claims we have money to build a wall that he originally said Mexico was going to pay for it. Now the taxpayers are expected to pay billions and billions of dollars for a wall that will not enhance our border security. And that is just a total waste of money. That's a non-starter. We have to behave responsibly here. And the deal is that the American people don't want a wall. I just saw a poll today that only 35% think a wall is a good idea. So why are we doing this other than to provide some red meat to his right-wing base?
Well, if you don't do, I mean, how long do you see this shutdown lasting? I mean, usually when I'm watching these things from the outside, I have some sense for the gamesmanship and what the end game might look like and how long it'll take to get there. I have no idea where that is this time. Do you have any idea?
So there's two ways that this ends. One is the president comes to his senses, you know, agrees to a deal. And, you know, if I were him, I'd say, you know, maybe we need some more border security money, you know, for infrastructure and other things. You know, I think that's a reasonable compromise. If he continues to behave the way he is, which is like a baby, I either get my way or I'm going home, then we're going to have to count on more and more Republicans to be responsible, to go to talk to him at the White House, to talk some sense into him. If not, be prepared, as some of them already are, to vote for a bill to reopen the government. Again, the bills that we're talking about already represent compromise. They are not Democratic bills. They are wholly Republican bills. So let's, you know, again, we had a handful of Republicans vote with us last night. We have two senators that have come forward. I expect over the weekend, especially after the president's comment that this will go on for years, that more and more Republicans will say this is crazy and be willing to buck the president. And I hope that happens.
Are you confident that the Democrats won't, over time, get more of the blame for this ongoing shutdown? I mean,
well, we voted to open the government yesterday. We passed Republican passed Senate bills. We did that first order of business. You know, and I was here, by the way, over the recess. I came down here every opportunity I had when they would gavel the House into session. I was on the House floor screaming to bring up, a continuing resolution to fund the government, at least while we were on holiday break, because I thought it was irresponsible to deny or to threaten the paychecks of 800,000 federal workers during the holiday season. And I couldn't even get recognized by the Republican majority. Democrats took control yesterday. First item of business was we brought bills to the floor to reopen the government. It is now up to the Senate to act or give us something that, you know, they think is preferable, and we'll go from there. But we're acting responsibly, and my hope is that more and more of my colleagues, Republican colleagues in the Senate, will follow suit.
And in the meantime, here we are talking about the shutdown and nothing else. I mean, you're with me talking about the shutdown. House members are leaving this afternoon for a Democratic retreat. Presumably, they're going to have to talk about the shutdown. But I imagine you want to be talking about other things, right? What kinds of other things do you wish you were talking about?
Well, I wish we were talking about the fact that, we have a new majority in the House that wants to clean up government. I mean, one of the first things that we want to do is pass a bill to make it easier for people to vote in this country, to require more disclosure on these organizations that, you know, run negative ads against people, so people know who's paying for them. We want to strengthen ethics laws. We're going to pass a bill next week, basically to set up counsel to fight the Texas decision, which overturns the Affordable Care Act and specifically takes away protections for people with pre-existing conditions. We need to talk about an infrastructure bill to rebuild our country. In Massachusetts, we have bridges older than most of the other states. That needs to be dealt with. We need to talk about protecting the Dreamers and people who have temporary protected status. We need to get serious about dealing with climate change. We just created a select committee on the climate crisis. I mean, there's a lot of things that we need to do. We're going to move forward on that, and also, we're also going to do proper oversight too.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about investigations. I mean, so you've listed a number of legislative things that you'd like to push forward, bills and whatnot. Those are going to be very difficult to pass with Republican control of the Senate. But you do have authority to pursue independent investigations. Are there particular investigations you're eager to open?
Yeah, well, I think one is we need to continue to we now have a change of leadership in the Intelligence Committee, so we need to make sure we're monitoring the Russia investigation appropriately and not covering up Russia's wrongdoing in the last election. I think there's lots of issues of corruption, potential corruption with the Trump White House from his hotel, which, you know, every tin-horn dictator in the world that comes to Washington ends up staying there and throwing lavish parties. I mean, enriching the Trump family. There are all kinds of conflicts of interest there. His charities, the pay-to-play that's going on at the White House with people who are, you know, very much aligned with the fossil fuel industry, who are getting environmental protection regulations overturned. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be done. Look, and we need to do this not because I don't like Donald Trump. We need to do this because it is what our job is. We're supposed to do proper oversight. We are a separate and distinct branch of government from the executive branch. And one of our jobs is to make sure that we're monitoring what's happening. And if there's wrongdoing, then people need to be held to account. We need to expose wrongdoing. And we're going to be doing that as well.
I wonder if that makes it more complicated. That is, you're trying to negotiate with the president to end the shutdown. And at the same time, he knows you're going to pursue investigations into various charges against him. Does this complicate efforts to end the shutdown or to work productively with the president?
Well, you know, one of my theories is the reason why we have this shutdown has nothing to do with the wall. It has everything to do with him trying to change the subject. And I find that to be quite disgusting, that he would be willing to jeopardize the lives, the futures, I would say, of 800,000 federal workers because he's trying to change the subject. But you know what? That's the reality. And, you know, it should never be acceptable for anybody in Congress, no matter who's in the White House, no matter which party controls Congress, to turn a blind eye to wrongdoing.
That's Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern. Congressman, I really want to thank you for joining us on Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Evan Horowitz. This is Radio Boston.